cornerstone of the interim government of Bangladesh. This has been repeatedly reassured to minority religious leaders by our top leadership and proved time and again in the first 100 days of the government. Two advisors have been appointed from the minority communities. The post 5th August violence in Bangladesh was rooted in political and personal factors, not sectarian. The violence affected people, mostly with partisanal political affiliations, almost all of them being Muslims and only a few from other religious minority groups. There was no systematic attack on minorities. Rather, following the mass uprising in July, the world has witnessed how the entire society of Bangladesh came forward to protect its minorities, following our long tradition of communal harmony. Our government, led by Professor Yunus, enjoys overwhelming and unprecedented mandate from our people across all faiths. Unfortunately, when the people of Bangladesh were setting glorious examples of religious harmony, we observed a flurry of exaggerated, unfounded, and fake reports and deliberate spread of misinformation and disinformation by vendors regarding minority persecution. Sadly, we saw it happening at this forum too. Many such propaganda have been debunked by global media. Our government remains open to welcome foreign journalists to visit Bangladesh to see the ground realities. With utter dismay, we know that the arrest of Mr. Chinmoy Dash has been misconstrued by some speakers, although he was actually arrested on specific charges. The matter is being dealt with by our court of law. Despite the brutal killing of a Muslim lawyer, our government's immediate intervention help maintain calm and avert untoward incident. Our government remains vigilant and will continue to act promptly to maintain religious harmony at any cost and thwart any attempt to undermine rights of minorities. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I now turn to Collective de Femmes pour le Droit de l'Homme, CFDH.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The socioeconomic situation and the